This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Surprise, surprise, more Arab diplomats caught and reported
before
sex
America can
ops.
Be great again. She must be free again. You're listening to the Alex
I'm a libertarian.
Jones
People
Show.
Can do what they want in their lives, but not when you traffic from women out of Eastern Europe. Not when you've got the UAE and Saudi Arabia caught running huge slave brothels. You know, they call those harems. If certain of us do a little bit in the next segment, I'll stay and we'll get Owen in here after that, because I want to get into all the racism. And the problem is there's too much. The left's too insane. They're too crazy. Mike Cernovich, I can't even handle it. There's just too much going on. And they're always worse than we thought, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even have time for a haircut. I'm looking at myself, you know, because you called me and you go, you know, why aren't you coming on InfoWars more often? I'm like, man, I don't even have time to get a haircut. You know, I have to, you know, it's looking kind of, you know, I got to get things tightened up. You're right, because there is so much going on. And there's a pedophile scandal. It feels like every day there's some kind of pedophile scandal with these media elites and these politicians like Menendez, who's accused of by federal prosecutors.
And look how sick the media is. They always bring up Pizzagate, which they made up out of a real story to then throw on us to act like pedophilia doesn't exist. Just like they said 10 years ago, Catholic stuff doesn't exist. No, it does. And everybody helping cover it up is complicit, even if you didn't grab the kids out of backyards.
And it's backfiring on them, actually, because more people are realizing that, yeah, we were never talking about that. It was never about that. Even a billionaire, Notch, the Minecraft creator, came out and said the media is actually lying about what these guys were talking about. They were never talking about what the media claims we were talking. So everybody now is waking up and realizing, well, why would the media try to shut down our investigations into accused pedophiles like Menendez? And now we have The Intercept, of course.
We broke Wiener and the info from the New York police when the feds wouldn't do anything and the underage girls. But reportedly, wasn't that he was online procuring them, seeing the 14, 15, 13-year-olds he could lure out of their house to the bus station?
Exactly. So why shut it down? So the forces on the left are more demonic than we even actually ever thought about. But they know that's why they're becoming more desperate, because they know that they're being pushed back. We're fighting.
That's my next question. How big is it that they're having to admit Trump was right 3 weeks ago about Antifa being bad, too? I mean, this is huge. And no one's even really. I saw you doing it tweets a few days ago. We've been saying it, but it's not a Trump needs to come out his family and say, see, Pelosi admits they're terrorists. The Washington Post admits I'm right. Huge victory lap to all the idiots that actually believe he was racist because he said Antifa's bad, too.
Well, if Trump were on a house arrest, he would be getting these talking points. So that's the issue is that these are winning issues for Trump. This is he should be taking a victory lap. He should be calling out CNN. He should say Van Jones and Don Lemon on air on CNN both endorsed Antifa. So they need to disavow Antifa. Paul Ryan finally disavowed him. Mitt Romney, Marco Rubio. Trump needs to be sending tactical nukes. Again, figure of speech, people, for the media matters, people who are going to lie. Tactical nukes at these people and say, why won't you disavow Antifa when you supported them?
That's right. I've been saying for 3 days. Everybody, if we don't have the time, somebody else do it. We've got all the footage of all of them endorsing Antifa, saying they're great, saying they're wonderful, then show all their violence, and now show them turning around saying, okay, we don't endorse them, showing how Trump was right. It's incredible. In fact, there it is. Left admits they cycle talking points to destroy Trump.
Yeah, exactly. So those video clips need to be getting out. Those little snippets need to be getting out. People need to be saying, Van Jones blocked me on Twitter, and I go, Van Jones, you endorse Antifa now that Nancy Pelosi has disavowed them. And by the way, talk about a win for new media. We, the InfoWarriors, the Breitbart people, the Twitter people, the social media people, the media never demanded that Pelosi disavow Antifa. This was all done by new media, by people listening in here who make phone calls, pick up the phones, call Paul Ryan, call Pelosi. We're not going to stand for this. This is the people uniting.
That's right. Well, if it wasn't for independent media, they could still act like They tried to sell Antifa as the good guys. It blew up in their face. Spectacular defeat. And because the president's instincts were right, he decried both groups, and now he gave us the moral support to push the truth, and now we won. I want to ask then Mike Cernovich, the next shoe to drop, other big intel with Millie Weaver, Owen Schroyer, and more, and the liberals on video being viciously racist to black people. Wait till you see this.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
To stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I am like a frothing piranha, and Millie is about to take over with Owen Schroyer with all this footage we haven't even gotten to. Some of it 3 days old, some of it happened yesterday, of just white people screaming racist stuff at black people if they dare be at a pro-free speech rally. And then we had a black fellow on earlier who got attacked for being out at a Trump rally by a white guy, and he's been arrested. The guy viciously sucker punches him, R.C. Maxwell, and the media is defending that. But we're kind of in this weird flux point where, Millie, they're still kind of supporting it. Local newspapers are saying, good, go out to this prayer meeting, attack everybody. And Pelosi said, good, they were attacking Nazis. And CBS News said, oh, look, good, they attacked Nazis in Berkeley. No, they attacked a prayer vigil and chase people down, multiracial folks, and attack them. And again, the Nazis have a right to rally. The ACLU came out and said that, and they're being called Nazis. No, you have to let the horrible groups do that, or you lose your rights. Duh. That's what liberals used to understand. So this is all coming up, Millie. I'm going to finish up with Cernovich, but do you have any comments about what he's saying, just the climate of what's going on and Democrat senators, you know, in trials over money laundering and underage sex crimes? And
well, you know, I think that it's pretty hypocritical that you have so many progressive leftists out there calling out and trying to go after white people for reparations for slavery that happened hundreds of years ago, and people today that have not been in slavery. Whereas you have this total silence, it seems like, from people on the left regarding sex trafficking and sex slavery that goes on today. And the amount of people that are being sex trafficked is insane. And even just hearing about these stories where, you know, we're talking about young girls, young children being trafficked. And where's the leftist coming out and marching in the streets against modern slavery, modern sex slavery? So that's a little bit hypocritical right there. But as far as we're talking about with these racial relations in the country right now, and how you have the media hyping up and spinning up tensions amongst people to where you actually have people thinking it's okay to go out and physically attack someone just because you think that they're a Nazi or a racist, that doesn't justify attacking somebody. In America, we have the justice system, the rule of law, innocent until proven guilty. And that's what we saw, especially at the Boston Free Speech Rally, where you had hordes of people going out to attack people. It was like a modern-day witch hunt, something you'd see back in Salem.
So here's the big news, and we're going to get more into that after Mike leaves in like 6-7 minutes when you take over. Mike, why is suddenly, I keep going back to this, Pelosi and everybody turning against him? I know the real media showed it. We had videos with millions of views. You had videos. Hundreds of people had videos with millions of views. I mean, I would go look at pages of 500,000, 300,000, 2 million, 7 million, 4 million. And it's just scum of the earth, mainly white people. I'm not just saying it to be, you know, justice signaling or whatever it's called. That's who it is. Screaming and beating up people who clearly aren't even Nazis, screaming Nazi at them. Sometimes they're dressed up in role player outfits like Captain America screaming Nazi. It's like totally insane. And now the Democrats are abandoning them. The LA Times, the New York Times. What happened? They realize with the hurricane hitting, everybody seeing the unity. I think that backfired. The perfect storm of Trump having courage telling the truth, independent media telling the truth, people having courage, people of color coming out to Trump rallies, breaking the conditioning. Then the storm hitting, showing the unity, Trump doing a great job, the emergency services doing a great job, Trump getting out of the way, letting the Cajun Navy come in, all of it showing unity. I think it's the perfect storm. I sense incredible victory right now. I sense just this is it's just like in the campaign. I can feel it. We've turned another major corner. It doesn't mean they're not going to come back at us again, but I've gone from incredible anxiety in the last 24 hours to really feeling good, Cernovich.
Well, I mean, as you know, and as you talked about on Joe Rogan's podcast and the biggest downloaded podcast in history, we are a global brain, as Howard Bloom called it in his excellent book. We are a collective. We're all plugged in collectively to this consciousness. And because of that, people are feeling the unity and love happening in Houston. So the media even, I mean, think about it. When is the last time you turned on the television and there are stories of inspiration, of heroism, of love? There was the human chain of people rescuing that elderly person. I mean, if you're not feeling goosebumps when you're watching this footage, right? So collectively, this is an opportunity for us as a species to collectively level up into the next dimension of understanding and the next dimension of consciousness. And that's what we're fighting. So when the people are leveling up collectively in the way that we are, then the evil forces, the demonic forces,
they hate it.
Right. They feel it. And Pelosi consents, but wait a minute, the goodness is rising up in the world. If I'm viewed as being in bed with the darkness, then the goodness is going to overwhelm me. That is what is going on.
Beautifully said. We've got to put that at the front of this interview. I mean, wow. And I saw you when these people are trying to attack you, Millie, around the country, but also just yesterday. And 2 days ago when Trump was there, I forget the name of the video. There's so many of them. But at the end, you find one guy that will talk to you, go, can't we just all love each other and come together? And he goes, yeah. And he was the one guy that wasn't hateful out there for the real reason. And then he starts looking at you and, like, shaking his head and understanding it's all a lie. And you see that happening.
Exactly. And if you notice, the amount of people that wanted to come out and spew hate at the president who was going to Austin to have a briefing about Harvey and what they can do to help the victims of Harvey, the amount of anti-Trump protesters that were out there actually to spew hate were small compared to the hundreds and thousands of people that went to Houston and were standing in line to volunteer to help people. The amount of people that went there with boats attached to their trucks to go help people. So the whole message here, folks, is that there are way more many people in America that want to come together, that want to unite, that want to just love each other.
And we know who's stirring it up, and you're going to cover it for the next 40 minutes. So in closing, Cernovich, other key points, other big stories you're working on at Cernovich. I mean, I don't want to be too positive here because a lot of good stuff's happening, but they're going to counterstrike. North Korea, we just simulated dropping nuclear bombs on their DMZ. That's escalating. What's really going on? What are your other sources telling you?
Well, the good news, I think, is that people in the media, after seeing the great love and heroism in Houston, I think they're going to say, you know what? We're tired of being spokespeople for the demonic forces. We're tired of
being. I agree. I kind of felt a giving up lately. Are you feeling them give up, Mike?
Well, they realize they want to cover the beautiful and the aspirational about, because, you know, as you know, we live in an aesthetic age and aesthetic dictates morality, and the aesthetics of the media has been character assassination, false accusations, destroying lives, inciting violence, inciting terrorism, backing Antifa. But now all these reporters have had an opportunity to see what humanity is capable of, the love, the inspiration, the unity, the recognizing that we shouldn't be negative all the time. We should try to rise above the conditioning, the cultural conditioning, rise above the postmodern aesthetic of poop flags and poop swastikas and, you know, urine crucifixes and the negativity. So I think you're going to see a lot of people in media saying, you know what? I'm tired of just being a professional assassination.
That's right.
A professional assassin for the evil.
There's a video by John Bound for Infowars.com called Opportunistic Trash Pounce on Hurricane Victims. And in the short video, it shows Sir getting money and all the scams that are being run. And it shows CNN and MSNBC going, how dare the president be hateful? He's so pathetic. Everyone hates him. And you can tell the CNN reporters and pundits look like demons. I mean, you can't believe they're saying this when it's the opposite of reality. And you can just see the breaking point that they have shoveled BS to a level never before seen, Mike.
Exactly. And you're going to see more reporters saying, you know what? I don't want to do this. I don't want to lie anymore. Ultimately, people have virtue and goodness in themselves. Ultimately, people do want to spread a positive message and do great things for the world and great things for themselves. So you're going to find more and more reporters saying, you know what? I'm fed up with this. I'm fed up with working for George Soros who collaborated with Nazis. I'm fed up with lying about people and trying to get people murdered. And I'm tired of carrying water for the Southern Poverty Law Center who inspired Floyd Lee Corkins, a mass shooter, to go on a shooting spree and try to murder people. I want to rise above it. I want to do more.
Oh, that's the next thing. You know, I'm looking to sue the Southern Poverty Law Center. I have plenty of standing to do it. I'm going to have to sue somebody because they're blocking us and listing us as Nazis and YouTube, and we're getting blocked from commerce, and mainline sites are getting banned off PayPal. I mean, they're forcing us. Now we learn they're flooding money offshore to bank accounts that the federal watch groups say they've, Free Beacon has the story, they've never seen any, quote, human rights group do this. And I'm here to tell you, it's not just money that they're getting offshore so it's tax exempt. They're already 501c3. They basically represent no poor people in the South with legal representation of what they claim. They're a hate group. They got caught running the Oklahoma City operation to a great extent through Elohim City. But they're also doing this because they put the money offshore to run black ops. They're not just moving the money offshore for themselves. This is a very evil group, but evidence shows they're accelerating their money out of the country because I think they know they're going to lose, Mike.
Well, maybe they're involved in some kind of trafficking or something that they don't want people to learn about. You know, those are the kind of questions. If you're laundering money the way they are, people are going to naturally say, well, are they involved in human trafficking? I don't know, but I would want to know why. I don't hide my money. My money is all in American bank accounts.
Mine too.
So why are they taking all this millions of dollars? What are they buying with that money off the books? They're clearly buying something that they don't want people to know that they're paying for. So I would be.
And by the way, we're talking about started out like $2 million a year, then $5 million a year. I mean, they are shoveling cash offshore.
Right. So what are they buying with that money? Or maybe who are they buying?
And by the way, is it like the Clinton Foundation? Because everybody from J.P. Morgan that weasel, what's that idiot's name, George Clooney, they're just shoveling millions at them. So, I mean, are they really getting that money back? They give it to a tax-free group, and then it goes back into the United States, back into them. I'm not saying that, but that's what the Clinton Foundation did.
Well, maybe they're giving the money to the SPLC for services that are being provided off the books in this money laundering, black ops kind of operation. That's the whole thing. Who knows how deep this goes? I mean, we do know that Jeffrey Epstein and other people were involved in a lot of shady things. A lot of Democrats are. So maybe there are big parties happening with Jeffrey Epstein, and that's what's really happening here. These are very, very important questions we have to investigate, because we do know there's no reason that you should be laundering millions of dollars offshore like the SPLC is.
And by the way, no other nonprofit group has, this is probably not legal, experts are saying. I tell you, the SPLC is a hardcore group. Let me tell you, they are hardcore. They ran Elohim City.
They're evil. I hope they sue me, because then I can get discovery and all this stuff. So maybe.
Well, I know you're a lawyer. Yeah. Listen, I'm looking around. I got a lot of great lawyers. I've been talking to folks all over the country. That's one reason I've been so busy. And, you know, a lot of stuff we're supposed to be working on and I haven't been doing. I just instinctively know I've got to sue maybe Tom Brokaw, calling me a Nazi. I don't know. I got to fight back, man. I can't just sit there. And then they use that in a database to keep me from commerce like I'm a Jew in Nazi Germany. That's how it started, was not letting people have commerce. I mean, this is literal.
Yeah, and more importantly, they're trying to get you murdered. Again, the Floyd Lee Corkins is the five-year anniversary of that mass shooting. He told an FBI interrogator that I went on to the SPLC hate watch.
Focus on the family.
Yeah, and that's why I wanted to commit murder, because of the SPLC.
Family Research Center.
Yeah, so your producers can find Floyd Lee Corkins FBI interview, Family Research Council. So what you'd find out is when the SPLC adds this to these lists, they are essentially telling terrorists like Floyd Lee Corkins, mass murderers, mass killers, hey, this is your target list. These are the people we want.
They're telling Antifa meth head devil worshippers. I mean, even Stefan Molyneux used to be kind of like an atheist, but he says watching the behavior of Antifa, it's like they're satanic. Well, what's wrong with them, Mike?
Well, and actually, it's funny you mention that. I actually said that on a Molyneux podcast, which I was a very hardcore atheist, but everything that I've read about in the Bible growing up is kind of coming to fruition. If you look around and you don't see truly evil demonic forces at play here at a biblical level, then you're not awake, man. So we've actually talked about that, where we are people who 5 years ago were very much atheists. But when you see this truth, forces that can only be described as evil and demonic and satanic.
And when you're in a whole other city and someone says the same nasty thing in a demon voice that's never been on TV, it's like there's a wavelength. It's like Agent Smith's come into different bodies, like in The Matrix, and it's like you walk around the corner and he's still there again. And it's like wide open.
Well, look at that pot-bellied goblin that went after you in Seattle. They're like, there's something, you know, overtakes them, overtakes their bodies, where they don't look like a human anymore. It's like, and they're no longer human. So
listen, we go to these events now, and there will be people all over just going, for like hours. What is that?
Yeah, because people ask me, they go, Cernovich, you know, some of my national security sources, actually, they go, is that video real or not? And I go, guys, I had a demonic person like that confront me when I was in Austin. He stalked me and he was screaming so loudly that hotel security said, you're going to go to jail, buddy. And he's, and it really is like something you would see in a horror film.
I didn't stage that coffee thing. We don't stage anything.
But that's what I mean. They don't realize how demonic the people we deal with on a day-to-day. For us, that's just another walk in the park.
It's like an exorcist
movie.
It's
true. Literally, I walk around with the InfoWars moniker on the mic, and literally, I have people coming
up. It's like a cross to a vampire.
It is. Screaming.
It's like you show it to them. Hey, look.
Yeah, they're like.
Have you seen InfoWars?
Yeah, they start cursing, yelling profanities. They get all, like, heightened emotional, and they freak out, and they can't handle themselves. It's like they're about to explode. I mean, it's pretty bizarre. And I've seen a number of satanic symbolism on some of these Antifa's shirts and clothing they're wearing.
What do you mean? We got countless videos where you're
exactly.
What do we like to say today? I love Satan. I kill my babies. Hail Satan.
And they wear it on their clothes and their jewelry and even on their Facebook profiles. I saw some of the Antifa that were threatening us, and I clicked on their page, and lo and behold, they got giant Baphomet and satanic stuff all over their profiles. These people are choosing the dark side. It's clear.
And it's like fat guys in dresses with machine guns saying, we're going to kill you?
Yeah.
Well, it's weird. It's weird because the Antifa are so bad now, the actual Church of Satan Twitter account has said, we don't even want them associated with us. The Antifa is so demonic that the satanic church is saying, wait. I mean, those people are on a completely different dimension of evil. It's something altogether, and that's what people don't understand.
No, it's like Slimer demons. It's not like what the Satanists want, you know, the slick devil or whatever. It's more like a...
No, it's an unhinged... That's the thing. It is it's an unhinged energy where their facial expressions change. They don't look human. It's literally like a spirit moves in them, takes over their body, leaves, and then the person goes on with his day-to-day life. And it really is every day, every time we go out, especially in Austin, you see the you can feel it, too. You can feel when you walk in. It's like in an exorcist or something where they're in the church and the walls start to move or something. There's those types of spiritual reverberation.
And it's coming to a quickening, and they hate Houston. They hate the love.
They do. They hate it. And you know what's really interesting? I know there are motivational speakers out there and people who teach about how to de-escalate a fight. And so when these people come up screaming and yelling and cursing at me, what I tend to do is, for the most part, I try to de-escalate by saying something nice back or just kind of bouncing a different energy back, because that's what they're trying to do in all of this is provoke.
I was able to be nice some of the time, but sometimes when they're screaming and cussing, I would cuss right back.
Yeah, I mean, it is tempting. I get frustrated as well. Definitely, it is tempting.
Well, you're going to cover it coming up with Owen here. Mike Cernovich, anything else? You've always got more info you'd like to add. It just seems like everywhere, everything's turning against him. But Mueller's now looking at Donald Jr., and they're pinning all their hopes on that. And all their hopes, like we predicted, on did they bounce a check or something?
Yeah, and they're going after General Flynn very hard again. So the enemy is going to strike back. What people have to realize is that we are in an information war, a spiritual war, and the evil isn't going to rest. The evil is on its back foot now. The pedophiles, like accused pedophiles, accused underage hookers, using underage hookers like Menendez, a lot of trouble they're in. The love in Houston is sending something into the collective unconscious, very important. So I would encourage just people in general to tap into that positive energy.
No, I agree, because I tend to get negative to get folks motivated, so it's not negative, but it comes off as negative. We should be celebrating that Antifa's been exposed, celebrating people are coming together as one race, as one humanity under God in Houston, celebrate that everything they're doing is being turned against them, shouldn't we? And that's what they hate, is optimism, and just the MSM is a joke, and let's just laugh at them and document what they're doing, but realize they're cancer, and we've got most of the cancer cut out, and we think the patient's going
to
live.
Exactly, and if you really want to trigger the left, be nice to them when they start trying to scream and provoke you, and give them a response they aren't expecting. And let's try to promote unity, because after all, who benefits from a united nation under Trump? Trump supporters and the Trump administration. If we really want Trump 2020, we have to promote unity in this country so that we don't have civil unrest and violence.
And then that counters the lie. That's why Antifa's there at any event, to make sure no one gets together. They now take over any leftist event because they're the jackboots. But this isn't Ukraine. This isn't, you know, some place that's been overthrown over and over again. This is America, and it's not going to work the way they think.
Right, and even the Nazis, we have to keep them out, too. That was one of the big
stories. Oh, absolutely.
Everybody's like, God, what are we going to do with these idiot Nazi people in the flags? And I said, look, I'm going to be completely honest with you. You just have to have somebody in your crew who's ready to rough up the guy in the Nazi flag. Maybe that's on principle, but it's at the point now where the Nazis are Antifa. They are a demonic force, and they're entering in to destroy the unity and destroy us coming together.
Well, most of the time, they're former Democrats, and no, they aren't staged.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I've been telling people. I go, look, man, if somebody shows up to one of my events with the Nazi flag, one of my friends in the crowd will do what you have to do And that's where we are. People are going to have to do what they have to do to get rid
of
that.
Now, beating up a Democrat federal officer is illegal.
Well, if he's undercover and you don't know, then it's a misdemeanor assault charge.
Exactly. It is too bad. A little Southern Poverty Law Center guy fell down and, you know, got hurt.
Well, you know, a lot of these neo-Nazi and white supremacist groups have long been infiltrated by the FBI. And
they run it. It's not even the FBI. Exactly. Yeah. The Southern Poverty Law Center was special leftist liaison officers. It's been proven. Millie, you're coming up with all that. Amazing, Millie Weaver. How do folks follow you on Twitter?
You can follow me at Millie_Weaver on Twitter.
And then Cernovich, at Cernovich, at Prison Planet Paul, at The Real Alex Jones. I'm just finally starting to get good at Twitter. I'm horrible at it. But follow me at Real Alex Jones, Cernovich, and Paul are masters. And Mike, you're hosting the fourth hour tomorrow.
Yes.
You are hosting the fourth hour tomorrow. Excited about that. And we'll be back with more transmissions right after this. The broadcast is not over. I want to thank all of our affiliates. Please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. The globalists absolutely hate it. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Today, I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Longing for the sun, you will come to the island without me.
Hurricane Harvey puts out the fires of the race war. Hurricane Harvey drowns the globalist agenda to divide America based on race. That is the story, because that is what the globalists have been trying to do. That is what Soros-funded groups have been trying to do. Divide this country on race. Take it down. but Hurricane Harvey has brought the people of America together. Powerful images coming out of Texas, and it shows how this country can come together, no matter the race, color, or creed, to get above these hard times and get them in the past. Alex Jones still with us here in the fourth hour. Pretty powerful stuff, Alex. Okay, so I think we're trying to get Alex connected here right now. So we're going to get Alex connected. I think he'll just come in studio.
Yeah.
He's just going to come into the new spaceship 21st century headquarters, InfoWars, in Austin, Texas.
Well, Charlottesville was a deep state operation that the deep state and the mainstream media had started off trying to kick off the summer of rage to incite a race war in the country. And once Hurricane Harvey happened and we saw this unbelievable amount of humanitarianism and sacrifice and unity that people in America displayed, it really kind of destroyed that narrative, didn't it, Owen?
Well, they never got the summer of rage that they wanted. The only thing that they got was the Charlottesville protest. Alex Jones is sneaking up on Millie like an Antifa member.
The energy of the demons fading.
No, I actually agree.
But seriously,
I agree.
Bad news, the judge is so evil, she's claiming, oh, pardon means a admission of guilt. So under law, which it doesn't actually say that, we're going to continue oral arguments, for your sentencing. And so he has to admit that. It's all just a way to act like Trump doesn't have power and that Trump can't do things.
It'll be another loss for him. It'll be another loss for the left, for the Democrats.
But we'll get our file back on tomorrow. This is big. Yeah. I just want you guys to know that. Please continue. So we got all the footage.
Yeah. Let's get to these clips. So Millie and I were out at the Texas Department of Public Safety, the Emergency Operations Center here in Austin, Texas, when Trump came to town to address Hurricane Harvey. And we ran into, obviously, some protesters on the streets that kind of slink and sneak around like like Alex Jones behind us right now. This will be funny for the YouTube videos.
Oh, my gosh. Alex is sneaking around in the studio right now.
Well, he's trying to do his best impersonation of Antifa. He just doesn't have a bat in his hand to bloody somebody. Yeah, or a mask. But it was amazing. So here are some of the clips that Millie got yesterday. We had my clips on the air. I think that was either yesterday or Tuesday. News flies so fast around here. It's just like I can't even keep track of myself. But here's some of the clips that Millie got from the Trump protesters in Austin.
You're judging me by the color.
She's on the wrong side.
I'm on the wrong side. So technically, you say I'm on the wrong side. You're going to tell me what side I should be on? Is that what you're doing?
You're on the wrong side.
This is a black lady who's a Trump supporter, a white lady telling her she's on the wrong side of the protest because she likes Trump.
She's a Hispanic lady. She's telling her she's on the wrong side.
I don't know what race you are. I really don't care. I like you as an individual human being.
That's the Trump supporter.
One nation under God.
Of course, you could tell by the words she said that she supports Trump, probably.
You should not do that.
No, I just know what he says against people of color.
And
you, the Klan doesn't want you.
The Klan. These people are such a joke.
I'm listening to you. I'm more offended that you're sitting here being racist towards me than you're sitting there telling me that my president is.
Yeah, exactly. Where's the Klan being racist to this woman? The Klan's not here. It's this crazy liberal.
We've got some protesters. We've got a little debate going on. What's your name, ma'am?
I'm Vivian.
Nice to meet you, Vivian. What brings you out here today?
Because I love my president. I believe I'm American.
Whoa, someone that can answer a question. Wow. I didn't find any of those, Millie.
Care.
Good job.
You know, when you go get blood,
this is the response you get from Trump supporters versus the responses you get from Trump haters.
No matter what Trump does, they are not going to allow him to do right.
Now, do you think that people should come together in unity to support the president?
I think we should. It's not even so much because he was look, he's our president.
Where are you from?
Austin, Texas. I think there's a big mistake if you're trying to separate politicians. They're both sides are just corrupt. But we got an outsider who's not an insider, and that's why both sides hate him. And that's right.
Well, look at these Trump supporters. Well spoken, polite,
very articulate.
Now, what happened between you and this girl here?
Well, asked her. What happened was she's telling me that I'm colored. and I am offended by that. She's saying that they are against racism, but she called
a racist liberal, labeling based on identity.
I'm American. That's what I am. I am not black. I am an American.
Powerful.
And you are a Democrat or Republican?
She's embarrassed.
She's
that woman's embarrassed.
Not a Republican, yeah. Man.
This is what happens when Trump supporters take the high road. Liberals cower because they realize they're being hateful and they're the ones who are actually being bigoted.
She won't answer your question. I will. I have no problem answering your question. Go ahead.
Why are you out here today?
I'm out here because I feel like we should have someone stand for America. Not a certain race.
Yeah, and meanwhile, this woman's trying to talk and these people just keep... What are they yelling? What are they yelling about?
They were singing and chanting like pro-immigration rants. So this group came out here and they're supporting illegal immigration in the United States, which is illegal. I mean, just in the title of it. And
no, they don't know that word. That word's not in their dictionary. Not in their lexicon.
So there's black Nazis?
Right? I've seen them accuse black people of being Nazis. I've seen
black Nazis.
Yeah, on the other side of this protest where I was at, we had a University of Texas... Or no, that wasn't the professor. This other crazy dingbat woman who said Ben Carson wasn't black.
With a Trump sign, and they called him a Nazi. He was a senior high school boy.
And this is a woman that saw that.
Made some flags
that's saying this.
Standing with us in support, and some guys came by and called him a Nazi. I said, does he look like a Nazi? Can you believe it?
So they're German, right?
It was actually Russia and the United States colluding together to beat the Nazis.
So
there's your collusion.
Fall under Republican. Where does that fall?
Where does that fall?
What I'm saying is the Nazis were socialists.
So here's this video. So this can be let's end this one and let's get to the next video. So again, this is Millie Weaver on the streets of Austin outside of the Texas Department of Public Safety Emergency Operations Center. She's talking to some Trump supporters. She's talking to some protesters. And this racist Trump protester starts labeling this black woman all sorts of things just because she supports Trump and really exposes herself as the true racist in the video. And then when she realizes it and this team of diverse Trump supporters actually wants to have a dialogue that requires a little bit of a higher education, higher intellect, she cowers away and she's embarrassed and she doesn't want to talk all of a sudden. So what is this next clip that we're about to play, Millie?
Well, this is all just one clip here, but as far as what you're saying with the Trump supporters versus the anti-Trump supporters were out there and either A, as you experienced, Owen, they don't want to respond to you. They say, I'm not talking to you, or they just flip you off or yell profanities and so on and so forth.
Well, I asked an entire crowd of impeached Trump protesters why to impeach Trump. I didn't get one answer.
And look, these guys here in the video, you can see that they brought some signs that has like a red circle with a line through it that has like a swastika that's morphed into a 45.
This woman's sign says, I will not be governed by hate. Meanwhile, everything she does is based on hate. It's really sad. So now here's a clip that I got of a University of Texas professor on the streets of Austin yesterday protesting Trump.
Again, folks, the anti-Trump supporters out here, here's one of them. She's a professor at University of Texas. That's nice. She flicks off the camera, just like a good liberal does. They hate Trump.
Touch my sign. Yeah?
Well, maybe that's because you started rubbing up on him.
No. Oh, really?
What do you think about Greg Benvis saying that Robert E. Lee represents neo-Nazis?
This clip is incredible.
And the president of Texas.
She all of a sudden gets an accent out of here.
I asked you a question.
You know who his father is?
Probably Mr. Benvis.
You know who his father is?
Mr. Fenvis.
No clue to you.
So can you answer my question?
His father survived Auschwitz. He has every right to say whatever he wants.
Okay. That's interesting logic. But I asked a question.
If you had read his statement, you would know.
I did, and I'm referring it to
you. I literally read his statement.
Does Robert E. Lee represent neo-Nazis?
And you don't read
she didn't read the statement.
Look at the veins in her neck bulging.
I can't talk about that. I have big veins that bulge.
For yourself.
I can't help how good I look.
Big dude. You're so...
I'm a little above average. I'm pretty strong.
Yeah. Awesome.
I'm just asking you, does Robert E. Lee represent neo-Nazis? No, ma'am. No, I'm not. This is, look, you see this young man right here?
Now listen to this.
This young man has a bright future, and I love that. I love the fact that this young man has a bright future. So how am I a white supremacist?
I a token little person, right?
I've never even met this man before.
Token little person, she calls this young black man.
Because he came up and talked to me. Because we're both Americans.
Because he agrees.
Because we're Americans.
You know what? Can we actually rewind that? Let's play this again, folks. This is the mindset. This is the mindset. Go back to this clip. I'm telling you, so much can be revealed in that one little clip. So this young African-American high school student is out here supporting Trump. He's glad that he has a president that's going to provide him a future. He can get a good job. He can get a good education and go out and make some money and have a career and have a family. This young man likes that. He's proud of that. He's out there supporting President Trump. I do an interview with this young man. I talk to him for a little bit. We get along. We become friends. And then she calls me a white supremacist. I say, hey, look, this young man here, he's black. He's a friend of mine. I love him. How am I a white supremacist? And then she says, oh, he's a little token person. I mean, that is unbelievable that she would say that. This is a professor. All right, do we have that audio ready to go again? Just roll this again. This is unbelievable.
This is, look, you see this young man right here? This young man has a bright future, and I love that. I love the fact that this young man has a bright future. So how am I a white supremacist?
I'm a token little person, right?
I've never even met this man before.
Token little person. That's how they think of it, folks.
So unbelievably, this is racism. This is racism.
Because we're Americans.
He agrees with you.
So does Robert E. Lee represent neo-Nazis?
Do I say that?
Ben just said that.
Nothing to do with that.
So yes or no, does Robert E. Lee represent neo-Nazis?
It's not what he said, but it's also not what I said.
Okay, so the University of Texas professor gets mad at me for saying I don't know who Fenves is, then misquotes his own statement. Yeah, hide the camera from your embarrassment. Yeah. You know what? This is why higher education is failing. Excuse me, officer, can you please keep this man, can you please keep her off my camera? Yeah, you know what? Yeah,
now,
you know
Owen,
what?
Didn't this That's woman claim to you that she's a professor?
Yeah, she's a professor of gender studies at University of Texas.
This is who you're...
Unbelievable.
So and again, just to paint the larger picture here, so for radio listeners... She calls me a white supremacist. I have a young black man next to me. I say, hey, look, this guy's awesome. He's a friend of mine. I love him. And she's like, oh, you're a little token person. How rude. How racist. And she says it right to his face.
And
that's how they think that they literally think they're beyond reproach.
He literally goes from having this bright smile on his face to the saddest looking expression on his face. And it's heartbreaking.
Yeah,
it really
exactly.
Is.
You can see when I reach out and I grab him, his face lights up. He's like, yes, I'm part of something. I'm part of building a future. And then this witch, look at his face. Look at how happy he is. He's like, yeah. And then this witch insults him.
Now, isn't this the woman that she had the fart whistle?
Oh, yeah. She was
blowing
sure.
it over and over while you were trying to do your job. So I think it would be kind of interesting or ironic if her students blew a fart whistle during her speeches. I bet she wouldn't.
Oh, yeah. Nobody. They make sure you don't.
To that.
Make sure you don't go to her gender studies class and blow a fart whistle like she does. But I mean, she might not even be at class. She might be out protesting Trump, you know, because this is a school day. She is a professor out here on school hours protesting Trump. So that really goes to show you so much. But just the hate is really unbelievable. These people hate everything. It's not that they just hate white people or they just hate neo-Nazis or this. They hate everything. They hate themselves. And Greg Fenves, I shot this video. Greg Fenves made a statement that he's removing the Robert E. Lee statue because it represents neo-Nazis. That was his statement. I read the entire thing. I then immediately went to UT and filed a report and got protesters to chant death to America. Then this UT professor, I asked her, do you agree with Fenves' statement that Robert E. Lee represented neo-Nazis? And she says, no, of course not. But he didn't say that. So, like, this woman's logic is so twisted, so confused. How could she possibly teach your kid anything other than hate?
Well, yeah, definitely. She would be teaching them hate. And let's make sure to point out to listeners that this was when Trump was traveling to Austin to the Texas Department of Safety to have meetings on how to deal with the devastation that happened in Hurricane Harvey. And, of course, you have these liberals out there taking the time to spew hate and go out and hate the president of the United States. Why weren't they going down to Houston and volunteering to help people, real people that were in need? We know that Houston is heavily a area where minorities live. So these
most diverse,
want to claim,
yeah, it's the most diverse, you know, city in America.
They want to claim that they're all for helping minorities, and that's why they hate Trump. But why weren't they going out to help the people that were in need in Houston
No, that's not what it's about for them. They just want to go out and spew hate and hate the president. And most have no good reason as to why they do. And you really did a great job, Owen, showing how they don't have any real reasons not like Trump. They don't even know why they're out
there. Well, we've been putting that on display for over a year now, and that still hasn't changed. They've had over a year to do a little bit of research and to find out why they hate Trump, and they still can't figure it out, just like the Russia thing. So this will just continue. But I really do, in that video, we're going to go to this other video that Millie shot. But in that video, if you watch closely, there's a moment where you can actually see some of these Trump protesters. You can literally see when their brain malfunctions. When I say, why won't you want to impeach Trump? And some of them still have an entity of free thought, and they go there and they're like, you can literally see the moment when their brain malfunctions, and they're like, wait, I have to give a reason? Whoa. Or like there's these young girls in the background that are listening to me, and they're kind of like, wait a second, this guy actually is making sense, and this woman is clearly an idiot. She just called Ben Carson white. So this woman is not a woman that I want to be aligned with. But you shot a video as part of your Fly Over America series. Guys, do we have that video ready to go?
Well, I wanted to do a little intro really quick here.
Okay, go ahead. Remember, though, we barely have enough time.
Yes, for those of you who don't know, Fly Over America was a tour that we went on, an InfoWars original series, to go out and show and dispel the myths that Trump supporters are a bunch of racist, redneck bigots. And we just kind of went out and talked to your everyday Trump supporters out there. And, of course, the mainstream media hated that. And then Charlottesville happened. And then the mainstream media, CBS, ended up doing a hit piece on Flyover America saying that we were having KKK rally events at our events, which was absolutely bogus.
So you found out what we found out on the streets of Austin, like where there's a whole group of hateful white people protesting Trump. And then the Trump supporters are black people, Latino people, women, young children. I mean, just literally the most diverse people.
Yes, they are. So let's go ahead and roll to the Flyover America clip.
Some call it the heartland. Others call it America's breadbasket. Progressives call it Fly Over America, but those that live there call it home.
Uh-oh, there's the racist Make America Great Again hat. How dare you?
As we discover Fly Over America.
Fly Over America.
So this is Dallas.
Yes, I wouldn't change that for nothing in the world.
And when you go to these different places and you get to meet these different people, it is really pretty neat.
Just want to kind of be somewhere where there's more like-minded people.
I mean, I love states' rights. I love keeping things local as possible. Anytime you have a centralized government, it just makes things worse and worse and worse.
We don't want high taxes. Us Indians, we're hard workers just like the rest of America, and Donald was clearly the better choice.
But as soon as the people who voted for him know that they are in the majority, I think we will win this war against the globalists.
I started listening to Alex Jones like in 1998.
Probably about a year before the election, I kept hearing all these negative things about Trump. And it just didn't really make a lot of sense because I hadn't heard Trump say a whole lot of things. So I wanted to find out more about, okay, if he's really this horrible person, what's all out of the stuff? And I just had a hard time finding it. That's about when I bumped into Alex Jones.
So I'm Native American, like I said, and for whatever reason, we didn't have to comply with Obamacare. And so I didn't face the big fines, but my wife did. And we had to pay somewhere around $1,500 to $1,800 every year that it was we don't want to pay for insurance. We eat healthy, we buy the products at InfoWars, and we stay active.
But that's weird how people just look at the bad stuff or the rumors about him, but don't look at the facts. Just people are not informed. That's the bad thing about it. Everybody should be happy we're free. You know, it's like 4th of July again every day, you know, for us.
Being a crooked politician should be one of the worst crimes in the country. If you get labeled as a crooked politician, that should be like with kid crimes, you know, something like that. For a person to be a crooked politician, because you're hurting so many people. When you decide to run for and help, or say you're going to help so many people, and then you fail to do it, or you just choose not to do it. And I don't think Donald Trump is going to choose to not help us.
I'm from Oklahoma, and I am a very proud deplorable.
I've been in Oklahoma 30 years. From Oklahoma City.
Well, I kind of go back and forth between Texas and Oklahoma.
I'm Kayleen.
And I'm Charlene.
And we're Fly Over America! Fly Over America!
Woo! Trump, because he's got balls.
He wasn't part of the liberal establishment. He hadn't been there.
He told you like it was. He wasn't afraid to tell the media that they were not correct. That's really what I liked. He didn't take any crap, and he still doesn't, and I think that's what we need.
I'd say one of the big things is that he brought God and Jesus back into the White House.
My name is Charlene. I'm from Oklahoma, and I'm a very, very good deplorable. Crazy deplorable, actually. People here will stand by the door and keep it open for as long as 15 minutes until everybody gets through. When you're, you know, walking into a store or any place. In California, you open the door, you shut it right back, and people just shut and open the door. Nobody will stop and open doors for people. And that's just like a really, that's not exactly what Oklahoma is, but that's how I can explain it. Like when the tornado happened in 2013, the big tornado that hit Moore, people stopped what they were doing to help all those that didn't have a place to stay. People welcomed each other.
Oh, just like what's happening in Houston. And you got this footage before Hurricane really nice Harvey.
Exactly. This is released prior.
Many people that were nice until I moved here.
We're on our way right now to meet with a farmer out here in Nelson, Missouri.
Ooh, my home state.
And if you were to close your eyes and stick your finger in the middle of America, you would most likely find Nelson, Missouri. We're going to talk to this farmer who used to grow conventionally and chose to switch to grow organic produce. And we're going to be asking him why he decided to do that. And I also heard from a little bird that he may also be a Donald Trump supporter. So let's go and talk to him.
Nice to meet you. Absolutely.
Liberals literally hate
this. Central Missouri, we're organic row crop farmers. And,
but liberals buy their organic food.
Exactly.
Kids show. And, you know, we got involved in organics for a couple reasons. One reason, when the kids were babies, they had some health challenges, was in the hospital a lot. And a friend recommended seeing someone that was not in conventional medicine. And they recommended a few simple things. And part of that was just being... eating organic foods. We tried it. I'd say, 30, 60 days?
She said, give me 30 days, and you'll see a big difference. So we took the leap of faith and took the 30 days, and in 2 weeks, we saw a huge difference. So we went ahead and finished our 30 days out and knew that we just needed to make some permanent changes.
So it was a real eye-opener. We've continued it to today. We're still doing that. So I was saying at one point there, you know, we've been farming, I have, for about 25 years. And always been conventional, and not knocking the conventional guy. I really feel like we've been kind of almost pushed into it. But, you know, we saw an opportunity to farm organically, did a lot of research on it for a year or two before we started doing it. And then we transitioned the acres we have to organic, plus we found some additional acres that we could take straight to organic. And this is our third year doing it. Had a lot of fun, had a lot of hard lessons to learn. But at the end of the day, we're real happy and pleased with what we've accomplished so far. I think it's safe to say we both voted for Mr. Trump.
Yes, we did.
You can't take 8 years or however many years of, I'm gonna call it going backwards and expect to fix it in the first 100, 200 days. That just is not gonna work, but we are excited about where he's going. You know,
and he's making amazing strides.
If I said, that we're excited about everything Mr. Trump's doing, but we see the big picture. You know, he's got talks about cutting farm subsidies, cutting some of the crop insurance help that we get as farmers, and some other things of that nature. But we know enough to know that it's part of helping the greater good. When we have a deficit like we've got, you can't do it unless you make some drastic cuts. And if that's what it takes, we're willing to help do that.
We are on our way right now to go meet with Francisco. He is a resident of Wichita, Kansas.
So great stuff here from Millie Weaver, the Fly Over America special, folks. Great footage. Great job, Millie. Thanks for finding these people. Folks,
thank you
make this possible. You make all this possible by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Millie.com and buying our products. You make it possible for us to send Millie on the road and do these special reports. You make it possible to send me out on the streets. You make it possible for us to launch two new shows and be live for 10 hours a day. You make it possible. You give the inspiration that Alex needs to continue to fight the globalists and the New World Order. Take advantage of the specials. 57% off Super Male Vitality. All kinds of specials. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Support this broadcast. You stay classy, Info Warriors.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.